This is The Takeaway. And later this hour, fantasy football, 27 million people play. That's right. Which is probably a decent premise for a comedy of some kind. And the minds behind the sitcom The League explain why 27 million people can't be wrong. But we're drafting our own league with your fantasy political teams. Check out our Facebook page where Kimberly says, I would definitely pick Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker. Even if he was a guy I could get in a later round, I'd still take him on my first round pick. You guys are getting into this. I love that. More at facebook.com/thetakeaway. And you know, it was back in 1984 when the United States last won a gold medal at the Paralympics in archery. The 80s and Paralympic archery. Okay, maybe you think more about Ronald Reagan in the 80s, The Cosby Show, or Duran Duran. But that 80s moment came rushing back this week as a losing streak in Paralympic archery was broken by wheelchair archer and amputee Jeff Fabry. We caught up with Fabry last week before his win, and he was worried about a couple of things. Mainly his competition from Britain, and because they are so important to the way he holds his bow, he had his usual worries about his teeth.
Oh, you know, actually they're holding up extremely well, and that's the main question everybody has. Man, how's that tearing your teeth up? I'm like, dude, it's a nylon dog leash. It's got a little bit of padding to it, and my dentist said it's going great, so I don't have anything to worry about unless I get hit in the mouth by someone.
Yeah, if you make somebody mad, you don't want to do that. So, Jeff, can you describe your technique, how you actually perform what you do, since you're a single amputee, right?
Yeah, I'm an amputee on the right arm below elbow and right leg above knee. And basically what I do, I've got a dog leash that I tie onto the string, which I bite on to that with my right side molars. I take my left arm, push the bow out in front of me, come to full draw, relax my bottom jaw so it lets go of the tab and it casts the arrow.
When did you know you would be a champion at this? I mean, it's one thing to just be able to do it. It's quite another to win a medal.
Never really thought about that, you know, because the way I look at it, yeah, I'm doing well in my sport, but I'm always looking for the next edge, you know, whether it's a different way to practice to get my scores up or something. You know, I don't look at myself as a champion. I'm looking at myself as I'm still in progress.
How important is the equipment at the Paralympics in a sport like archery?
Extremely important. You got to have a bow that fits you. When you might say fit, you've got draw length and actual weight of pulling the bow. Arrows are critical. You know, we're using the smallest diameter arrow shaft that we can. That way, at 70 meters, we're not having to fight the wind so bad. You know, everything's extremely critical. You know, a lot of people say, oh, it's just some guys in a wheelchair shooting. Well, I've gone up against some of the best able-bodied guys in the world, and I've hung on their toes, so... You know, we're no slouches by any means.
And why do this as a Paralympic sport? Why not just compete head-to-head? It's the same target, the same bullseye.
You know, I think it's just on the Paralympic level, it can get people, let's say they're not ready to jump in and comfortably and jump in with able-bodied shooters. You know, this kind of, you know, it's a place where they can wade through, learn, get their bearings, figure out, okay, this is what I need to do. Now let's go up, you know, and make something.
Who are the powers there in archery? Who's your biggest competition?
My biggest competition, honestly, in Athens and Beijing, John Kavanaugh from Great Britain. He's been the little stopper for me. I'd get to a semifinals match, come up against John. We go head-to-head, and I go turned around with my head down and walking off. So... He's probably been my, you know, my best opponent to, you know, play ball with.
That's American archer Jeff Fabry. We talked last week, and on his way to winning the gold, he beat his feared arch rival John Kavanaugh in the quarterfinals. Fabry, the first American in 28 years to win gold in archery at the Paralympics.